Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. Home Minister Amit Shah says government to soon introduce national counter-terrorism policy and strategy. Asserts strong ecosystem created in the country to fight terrorism. One rank, one pension scheme completes 10 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says ORoP a significant step towards reaffirming nation's gratitude to its heroes. Centre doubles penalties for farmers engaged in stubble burning. Indian Railways to run 164 special trains from tomorrow for passengers returning after celebrating festivals. Australian government to ban children under age of 16 from accessing social media. And in badminton, Kiran George advances into men's singles quarterfinal of Korea Masters Tournament. And now the news in detail. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that the government will soon bring national counter-terrorism policy and strategy to fight terrorism.
टेररिज्म टेररिस्ट और टेररिज्म के इकोसिस्टम के लड़ने के लिए गृह मंत्रालय ने जो प्रोएक्टिव अप्रोच बनाया है उसमें हम एक अगला कदम लेकर आ रहे हैं कुछ ही महीनों में नेशनल काउंटर टेररिज्म पॉलिसी एंड स्ट्रेटेजी लेकर हम आएंगे जिसमें आप सबकी भूमिका अहम होगी भारत सरकार का गृह मंत्रालय पॉलिसी एंड स्ट्रेटेजी का दस्तावेज बना सकता है इसमें हमें अपनी भूमिका का निर्वहन भी कर सकता है परंतु जैसा मैंने कहा कि पुलिस राज्य का सब्जेक्ट है लड़ना तो राज्य की पुलिस में ही पड़ेगा
Inaugurating the two-day anti-terror conference organized by National Investigation Agency or NIA in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said in the last 10 years, ever since Prime Minister Narendra Modi took charge, the government has adopted a strong approach against terrorism.
ये 10 साल के अंदर मोदी जी के देश के प्रधानमंत्री बनने के बाद आतंकवाद के खिलाफ एक ठोस रणनीति लेकर भारत सरकार चली है मोदी जी का एक घोष वाक्य जीरो टॉलरेंस अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म ये न केवल भारत समग्र विश्व ने आज स्वीकार किया है और ये 10 साल के अंदर भारत के अंदर टेररिज्म के खिलाफ लड़ने की एक मजबूत इकोसिस्टम खड़ी हुई हालांकि बहुत कुछ करना बाकी है परंतु 10 साल के काम का विहंगावलोकन करें तो संतोषजनक चित्र इस 10 साल में हमारे सामने खड़ा हुआ है
Mr. Shah said a strong ecosystem has been developed in the country to fight against terrorism in the last 10 years. He said there has been a 70% reduction in terrorist incidents from 2014-2021 in comparison to the period from 2006-2013. The Union Home Minister said terrorist attacks and their conspiracies are against the country in a borderless and invisible manner. He stressed on the need for special training for young officers, saying they have to be equipped with the latest technologies.
अब आतंकवाद का सामना जो हमें करना है वो समझ कर चलिए वो सीमाहीन और अदृश्य तरीके से आतंकवादी हमले और उनका षड्यंत्र हमारे खिलाफ खड़ा है अगर इसका हमें सटीक सामना करना है तो उच्चतम टेक्नोलॉजी से हमारे युवा अफसरों को लैस करना पड़ेगा उनकी ट्रेनिंग करनी पड़ेगी और उसको भी हमने आने वाले दिनों में ट्रेनिंग का एक अहम हिस्सा बनाना चाहिए
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the decision to implement One Rank, One Pension, ORoP, was a significant step towards addressing the long-standing demand and reaffirming the nation's gratitude to its heroes. As the scheme completed 10 years today, in a social media post, the Prime Minister said the initiative was a tribute to the courage and sacrifices of the veterans and ex-service personnel who dedicated their lives to protect the nation. He said over the decade, lakhs of pensioners and pensioner families have benefited from the landmark initiative. Prime Minister Modi said beyond the numbers, ORoP represents the government's commitment to the well-being of the armed forces. ORoP is a transformative scheme implemented by the government to ensure fair and equal pension payments for ex-servicemen. The scheme ensures that veterans who retire at the same rank and with the same length of service receive equal pensions, regardless of their retirement date. The Ministry of Defence said the total financial implication for ORoP scheme in the current financial year is over 4,468 crore rupees. It said over 895 crore rupees have been disbursed to the Armed Forces pensioners till 30th of September this year. President Draupadi Murmu is witnessing the full spectrum of multi-domain naval operations at sea aboard the indigenous aircraft carrier INS Vikrant in Goa today. It includes surface ships operations, battle actions, submarine exercises, air power demonstrations comprising takeoffs and landings by deck-based fighter aircraft and helicopters, and a flypast by naval aircraft. Earlier in the day, the President received a ceremonial guard of honour at INS Hansa, the naval air station in Dabolim. In Jharkhand, despite Chhath Puja celebrations, leaders of both NDA and India bloc are engaged in holding election meetings across the state in support of their party candidates. Addressing people at Hazaribagh, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Annapurna Devi said, "People of Jharkhand are unhappy with the misrule of the Hemant Soren-led government in the state." On the other hand, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader Kalpana Soren held public meetings at Khunti. Leaders of Congress, RJD, AJSU and left parties are also addressing poll rallies in different parts of the state. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. In Maharashtra, campaigning is in full swing for the assembly polls as the election date is approaching. 288 constituencies will go to polls on the 20th of this month. Leaders of major political parties are canvassing across the state to garner support for their candidates. More from our correspondent.
Maharashtra Uddhav Thackeray released the Shiv Sena UBT manifesto for Maharashtra Assembly elections today. In the manifesto, Shiv Sena UBT has promised the residents of Dharavi of scrapping the existing tender for Dharavi redevelopment project. NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar campaigned in East Nagpur in favor of MVA candidate Duneshwar Pethe. On the other hand, Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis campaigned in Nanded. Deputy Chief Minister and NCP President Ajit Pawar is going to canvass in Anushaktinagar and Govandi in favour of MVA candidates Sana Malik and Nawab Malik. Meanwhile, Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is going to address a series of rallies in next 7 days. Union Minister and BJP leader Nitin Gadkari will address over 50 public meetings in the state in the coming 8 days. Prarthana, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Today we bring you the profile of the Kopri Pochapakkali Assembly seat. This constituency is currently represented by Chief Minister Eknath Shinde.
The Kopri Pachpakhadi Vidhan Sabha constituency is a part of Thane Lok Sabha constituency along with 5 other assembly segments. Since its inception in 2009, Kopri Pachpakhadi has remained a stronghold of Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, who won from the seat in 3 consecutive elections in 2009, 2014 and 2019 with significant margins over his opponents. In the last election, Mr. Shinde triumphed over Congress candidate Sanjay Ghadigaonkar with a massive margin of more than 89,000 votes. Following the split in Shiv Sena, while Eknath Shinde is entering the fray from his home ground, Shiv Sena UBT has strategically nominated Kedar Dighe, the nephew of Thane strongman and Mr. Shinde's political mentor, late Anand Dighe. It will be interesting to see how the electorate, comprising 5,45,110 voters, chooses their representative in the upcoming election. Ankita Apte, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has doubled penalties against stubble burning. The government notified the new rules under Commission for Air Quality Management in National Capital Region adjoining areas, Imposition, Collection and Utilization of Environmental Compensation for Stubble Burning Amendment Rules 2024, yesterday. As per the new rules, farmers with less than 2 acres of land holding will have to pay 5,000 rupees now, which was earlier 2,500 rupees. The farmers having an area of land of 2 to 5 acres will have to pay an environmental compensation of 10,000 rupees per incidence. Those farmers who hold land more than 5 acres have to pay an environmental compensation of 30,000 rupees. Earlier, the compensation was 5,000 for those with 2 to 5 acres of land and 15,000 for those with more than 5 acres for burning stubble. The Indian Railways is scheduled to run 164 special trains from tomorrow to facilitate travel of passengers returning to their destinations after celebrating the festivals. The railways has planned around 476 trains in the coming 3 days. According to the Indian Railways, it has achieved the feat of transporting 65 lakh passengers on 4,521 trains in the last 36 days. The Railway Ministry said that over 6 crore 85 lakh passengers travelled in Indian Railways to Bihar, Eastern Uttar Pradesh and Jharkhand. Railways also achieved a milestone of transporting over 3 crore passengers in a single day on the 4th of this month. We spoke to Executive Director Railways, Dilip Kumar.
Indian Railway has notified more than 7,700 trains during festivals. Out of that, more than 4,500 trains already have been run, and passengers have taken advantage of all these special trains. On 4th November, we have set a new record of carrying the passengers. We have carried more than 3 crore passengers on that day, which is almost equal to the population of Australia and New Zealand. More number of passenger trains and the special mail express trains we will be running from the cities like Muzaffarpur, Samastipur, Patna, Dhanapur, Deoghar, Varanasi, Gorakhpur. So all the planning has been done, and today we are planning to run 165 special trains.
The 4-day-long festival of Chhath is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in different parts of the country. On the fair day today, devotees who have started the 36-hour-long fast will pay oblations to the setting sun this evening. In Bihar, all preparations are in place for the ritual, where devotees will offer prayers to the setting sun at the beautifully decorated banks of Ganga, Gandak, Kosi, Bagmati, Punpun and other rivers in waist-deep waters. The whole atmosphere is reverberating with devotional songs. The festival will conclude after paying offerings to the rising sun tomorrow morning. More details from our correspondent.
Devotees and their family members are reaching at different Chhath ghats across the state with music bands amid recitation of holy songs of Chhath Puja. In Patna, tens of thousands of devotees are expected to perform Chhath Puja on the banks of River Ganga. More than 100 Chhath ghats have been set up in Patna. Elaborate security arrangements have been made in view of large number of gatherings at Chhath ghats. Control rooms and watchtowers have been set up for monitoring of crowd. NDRF and SDRF teams have been deployed at the Chhath ghats with river patrolling parties. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the people on the occasion of Chhath Puja. In her message, the president said that Chhath Puja is one of the oldest festivals in the country and an occasion to worship the sun. President Murmu added that the festival honors the rivers and ponds, unique gifts of nature, and also purifies the mind and soul through rigorous fasting. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has also extended his greetings. In a social media post, he wished that the festival brings prosperity and blessings to all. The Australian government has announced plans to introduce legislation to ban children under the age of 16 from using social media, with penalties for platforms like Facebook, Instagram and TikTok if they fail to enforce it. Groundbreaking legislation comes amid the growing concerns over the impact of social media on young people's mental health and safety. In badminton, India's Kiran George has advanced to the quarterfinal of the Korea Masters Tournament in Iksan City. Kiran defeated Chi Yu Jin of Taiwan 21-17, 19-21, 21-17 in the men's singles pre-quarterfinal, showcasing his resilience and determination after a hard-fought battle. And in cricket, Australia A were 53 for 2 against India A in their first innings on day 1 at the draw of stumps in the second unofficial test match at the Melbourne Cricket Ground. The hosts are trailing by 108 runs. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Home Minister Amit Shah says government to soon introduce a national counter-terrorism policy and strategy. Asserts strong ecosystem created in the country to fight terrorism. One rank, one pension scheme completes 10 years. Prime Minister Modi says ORoP a significant step towards reaffirming nation's gratitude to its heroes. Centre doubles penalties for farmers engaged in stubble burning. Indian Railways to run 164 special trains from tomorrow for passengers returning after celebrating festivals. Australian government to ban children under age of 16 from using social media. And in badminton, Kiran George advances into men's singles quarterfinal of Korea Masters Tournament. And with that, we end the midday news.